राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोर दुराने नमो महाभगन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम गौरस्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु नमो नमः सप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य जय रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ This is the ready where we are going to evening, and you could be speak something. And here, come to this sloka. Jnane prayasam utapasyam naman teiva. Jivakti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. थाने स्थिता कनुमान मनोहरी रायसो अजित गीतो अपि रही सही मर्शो रेडी संस्था एक सिक्सटी सेवन चैतन्य महाप्रभु हर सर्वधर्मान प्रत्यज्यमान एक परम एंड तो इट इज एक्टर आई वांट टू दैट इज टू गो ऑन एंड एज एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय दिस श्लोक इज इंटरनल इट इज लाइक शरणागति एंड शरणागति इज ओनली द डोर ऑफ भक्ति Sarnakti is not Bhakti. Sarnakti is that and fearing from the worldly, suffering and sorrow, faith and birth. So, Arjuna is feeling like so that I am killing all my brothers like Duryodhana, Karna, and I will also fight with Bhishmika. The persons who are like my father and mother, I'll have to fight, and I will need to kill them. So, he's very, okay, Krishna told me, so take myself, causeless mercy I will give you, and you have not worry for all these things. I will excuse you or all faults. Don't fear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is merely a saranagati.
Surrender.
So this is not bhakti. Bhakti has not begun. So we should give up all the orders of Vedas. What to do and what to not to do. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, I don't want to follow Vedas, what they have told and what they have told not to do. I'm not going to follow. And only I want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal with divine love. I don't care for all this. I want to forget all this. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, It has been told, Adhyayivam Gunan Dosan Maya Dishan Swakan Dharman Samsadjaja Sarvan Ma Bhaje Prasad. In Srimad Bhagavatam, what he has written, the meaning of this slok, Adhyayivam,
occupation of duty are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, and then give them up completely to render service unto the Lord. Such a person is considered a first-class man.
So this is Vandit Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti is done for only to be happy in this world and also for heaven. So he is telling that. Go on. Then he told Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, and this is Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Gyan. Bhakti and Gyan. We should also to jump. We have nothing to do and to give and take from this. So we should gallop. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Very qualified person. Like Sukhdev Goswami in his first life. Sanakshanandan, Sanatan, and all the rishis like this. They are Brahma Jnani. But they don't. Brahma Jnani and nothing. It is useless life. One need to give up all the worldly things. And we should not worry for all this. Only in Gita it has been. But if anyone is having the Brahma Gyan, always happy, if anything goes and sorrow coming, nothing, if that doesn't want any worldly thing required. Samasarva Isvati, equal to all are Atma, part and parcel of Krishna. They have nothing to do with sorrow and suffering in all this world. So he is equal to all. But if they are doing any offense to the Bhakti, Bhagwan and Bhakta, understand? Bhakta,
Devotee, devotion and God.
Devotion and God. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi and all others, disobeying, dishonoring, then they will have no Brahma Jnana and no salvation at all. But if they are not doing so, and if they have a sincere devotee's Sangha,
association,
then by then they will discuss something. And the devotee will give him what is Prema Bhakti. What is Prema Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti. Those things Rupa Goswami has told us. In Bhakti Sanskrit. To give up all these things and to be Brahma Jnani are to gathering so many persons and doing Bhakti. Anyone cannot. Go to Prajna. So, all these are external. So, if they have any association of Rasik, Vaishnav, bona fide, Bhavuk, Bhakta, they can develop their Bhakti. Otherwise, no. Then, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, Param Bhakti Labhate. Param means Prema Bhakti. Like Hanuman, like Prajibok, Sakha, like Nanda Baba and Nanda Baba Jasoda, thinking Krishna to be son, and like Gopi. There are five kinds of bhakti. First, Gyan Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaj. He has all the Tattva Gyan. And always consider Krishna to be supreme personality of Godhead. He knows all this. He knows who is Jiva Tattva, who is Maya Tattva, What is Krishna Tattva, Gopi Tattva, Bhakti? Everything he knows and always considers he has realization that Krishna is God of. After that, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti means pure devotion. Like
Ambarish Maharaj.
He was doing service with his own hand. Even he was a king. He was the emperor of India at that time. At that time, he used to service, doing archan, cooking, remembering, chanting, doing kirtan, everything. Then, after prema bhakti. Who is prema bhakta? Hanuman. He is serving Ramchandra with great honor, like Daksha Bhav. But in Braja, no pure Daksha. Something mixing with super Sakha Bhav. So they are more important, more superior than Hanuman. Even they are Daksharas. The Daksharas of Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha. After that superior, Hanuman, Ram Bhakti. And even this, the Daksha means the servants of Krishna, taking Krishna in his lap like a friend, kissing Krishna, Hanuman cannot kiss Ram. There is a wall of Marjada. Marjada means? Rules and regulations. Opulence. He cannot do this. He cannot kiss. He cannot embrace. But the doctors, the servants of Vrindavan, they will think that he is the son of my Swami Nanda Maharaj. They will take him. Sometimes though, you are less from Bhutra.
Not even.
Also they can say. And they will kiss and embrace and do everything. More than this Daksha. So, he is Premi Bhakta, Hanuman. But the Daksha Bhakta of Braja are more higher. Not simple Daksha or pure Daksha. Something mixing with. After that, that's when it is Prem Par Bhakta. Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. And who is Prema Par Bhakta? Third.
Pandav.
Pandav. Pandav is Prema Par Bhakta. More superior than Hanuman and Sakharas of Braja. No. Of Dwarka. And after that,
Premathur.
Who does Premathur Bhakta more than Arjun? Always serving Krishna, like friends, like servants, like mantri, minister, like anything. And that is why he sent Uddhav to Gopi to learn something. What is called prayer? So that he may return and I will talk with him. So, about gopis. Otherwise, all are not realizing what are the gopis, what is the love and affection of the gopis. After that comes gopis, both superior. Gopis are not bhakta. They are not any sadhak. They are the kaiju of Srimati Radhika. Herself Radhika. You should not think all the gopis, Chandravali, even Padma and all others, they are all the kaya bruha. Yes.
Expansion.
These are all the modes of Srimati Radhika. And all the modes of Radhika has taken self, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, and Indulekha. Chandravali, Padmal, and Shyamala off. Brahmins must have eight, so all eight gopis. And after that, 360 kinds of gopis. Different boats, different. Because only one Naika cannot create so much rush. So Srimati Rajachari expanded in so much gopis. They are not sadhak, no bhakta. What they are? They are Krishna himself. Srimati Radhika like Krishna. Only to taste and make taste to Krishna, Srimati Radhika has manifested him. So Buddha, once the death of Srimati Radhika, lotus feet. Asa maho charana raunha dhanta mahamsa. That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing. So now, here he is telling that don't think that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. This will can only think that he is the son of Yashoda and he is Gopinath, Radhanath, Shyam Sundar, Rashvihari, Nurlidhar all. Don't think that his Krishna is supreme personality. Because there will come a wall. It is come bound to come a wall of appearance of Krishna. And we cannot have Krishna like our Prana Bandhu. Prana Bandhu? So we'll have to forget. So here Jnane Prayasamudupasya should not try to think that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. You should only hear the Harikatha, past tense of Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all kinds of Tattva Gyan will come immediately without any delay. Without effort, all will come. And thus, we can go to bread. Otherwise, no. But that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the mission of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will explain afterwards. So, those who don't do any effort to think that Krishna was God and he has six opulence and all these things and he is your Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakhidananda Vigrahana Viradi Govinda Sarvakaram. Don't. You merely hear what? Damodar Lila. What was Damodar Lila? Being a gopi, simple, very beautiful, the Gehani of Nanda Baba, the first. Gehani means?
Wife of householder.
Wife does not cover all these things. But anyhow, you know a word. Mother of Krishna. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, father of. They were trying to bind Krishna, because he was now teaching how to store other things, going house to house, other all gopis, and try to take butter and all these things, distributing on the boys and monkeys and crows. And at that time he was very rich, and he used to see, oh, anyone sees that. Fearing also. At that time, Krishna fears that any one gopi cannot. And if any catches Krishna's hands, my mother, why you have taken my hand? Give us the girl. I thought that this is my
I am
the owner of this house, and this is my house. Why you are taking my hand? Oh, you have said. This is my, and Krishna used to become
smile
and this. Sometimes going entering in any house, and he used to take makhan and to take. In the meantime, gopi came. He was hiding anywhere very near, and he catch. Then Krishna becomes self that. Why, mother, why you are taking? Why you are stealing my this butter? actually see once that person should come and kill him. So she is asking, why you take this butter? I have not taken butter. What you are doing? I was simply sucking my cow, cow. Sorry, your cock within this pot? Yes. They have jumped from my hands. Do you want to see? That goes, oh, where is it? He gets the hand and brought a very good toy of
marble stone.
Of a stone. That Narvala has brought from him to play. Oh, this is my cow. And they begin to laugh and they fly away. So doing so many things, sometimes they used to write him in a vocal. Vocal means? What was it? If he knew that Krishna is bona fide Krishna, he is supreme personality of Godhead, he could not have. Simply thinks that he is my orphan boy without any power, nothing. He cannot move like this and this. That's what I used to say, oh, my boy has years of pain for me. And sometimes weeping, he used to get impressed. Oh, yes. And kissing. There is no so opulence. Opulence are there, but Yashodama is not. We should hear all these things. In this, there are so many thoughts how, why two fingers was blessing. Why? If he want to love Krishna like Yashoda Maiya, like Nanda Baba, Sridham Subal, Madhumandal, and like him. When will that practice? Not taking something for 2, 3, 4 days and we for Krishna chanting like Rupa Raghunath, with mood, not with dry heart. If the heart is dry, we have nothing here. No. Krishna name will not be manifest to you. Have to be like this. Always beating. Doing life, Rupa and Raghunath and all those things, right? संख्या पूर्वक नाम गानमतिं कालाभसानि कृतौ निद्राहारहारकालिहितौ चातंसदिनमलं राधाकृष्णमस्मृते मदन्मान्देन सम्मोहितौ वन्दे सुखनाथौ with heart. Have you heard singing this song? These are the Krishna consciousness. If this mood is not here, we are not in this. We have come to this world only to give all these things in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want that this should be. Otherwise, always controlling, always meeting, always money, always this thing, that thing, consciousness is real. We have very little time to groom, to clear heart, and after that, giving seed to sprout them, and after that, to nourish and a big tree of pain, love, affection, but he has no time. We should try to do love. Not only we are chanting with dry heart, will not. It may be that we can go towards karmi, only for enjoyment of all the other things and gratifications we can do. Like karmi, they also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not for Krishna prem, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this.
So here is telling.
Yeah.
All this. How gopis are dancing with Krishna and they are teaching Krishna. Oh, you should dance like me. You should sing like me. And Krishna is then telling. Krishna is singing in five sixths. And gopis are going in seven. Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa. This is the sound. And gopis are going bo. Sa ni dha pa ma. Yes, oh. What? Sadhu. What? Sadhu.
Very good.
I cannot sing like you. Krishna is dancing. So. But, and Srimati Radhika comes. And see, the peacocks, they stop their dance. Krishna Palak is not going. Palak, you know, I need. He forget himself. And then, oh, in airplanes, there are nothing. So we should try to take our appliance, then that wall, and to throw out. How we can throw out? Only by hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, with any bona fide Vaishnava who is so rashi. How intelligent, knowing all the tattva, from Maya tattva to Krishna tattva, Gopi tattva, Gopal tattva, Bhakti tattva, Maya tattva, like gopis, when they dance, Brahma Gyan comes from their nails. Automatically it will come, but they don't want. So by hearing Hari Katha, getting separate any lever for knowing and speaking, yeah. But Krishna has so many aspects. Always, whole life. Then you can go to Vaikuntha only, not you can cross. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to this gift. He has to. Deep bhakti rasa. And that will lead it to
Raja.
Jivanti sanmukhalitam haradiya vartam. Jivanti sanmukhalitam. So you should do pranam. He does pranam. Who is telling Harikatha? Like Sukadeva Goswami. Like Vyasa, like Narada Goswami. More than that, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And they were telling Harikatha to each other, and Srimad Bhagavatam reading and explaining to Rupa Goswami. All you to do pranam to Rupa Goswami, to the place where Katha is going on, and to those who are hearing today, and to Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the audience there. And also to Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, that you are like a person. Not that Harikatha is only zero, no power, no. But it has personality. Harikatha is when Srimad Bhagavati and self Krishna, not different. But this is slow.
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati. Bhagavati. Bhagavati. Bhagavati. Bhagavati. Bhagavati.
samadhi devam karuna nidhanam
samadhi devam karuna nidhanam
samal
varanam sukhita avataram apara samsara samudra setu
bhajamahe bhagavata swarupam
krishna and bhagavata arpan the pastimes of krishna and krishna himself is one chaitanya mahaprabhu and his pastimes are nityananda prabhu and his harikatha is strong no difference at all and Sthane Sthita. What is the meaning of Sthane Sthita? So the place where you are. Or in the place of Vaishnava are telling Harikatha there. Whether you are Sannyasi, renounced order person, whether are Grihi, Grihmane, householder, whether you are Brahmachari, whether you are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, whether you are American, Indian, or anyone, no
difference.
Anywhere you should be. Being here in San Francisco, in where? Bristol.
Bay Area. Bay Area. Bay Area.
Bristol. 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 Berkeley. Berkeley. We are in Berkeley. You should understand that we are not in Berkeley. We are sitting in the midst of Vrindavan in Seva Kunj under Bansikar. In Radha. And all the Vaishnava are associates of Rupa Goswami. And I am the servant, male servant of Srimati Radhika. So doing samadhi. Where there are Vaishnavas, it is like Vrindavan. So I think that this is Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing here. A current of Yamuna is coming. And there are so many Govardhan hills here, here, there. And Vrindavan, so many trees, creepers, and all this is here. So we are in Vrindavan. If anyone is in Vrindavan, in the midst of Vrindavan, in Sevakun, and he is thinking of Hanuman, then he is in Ajodhya. If anyone, like Narad, thinking of praying of Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. Narayana, Narayana, Siman Narayan. Then he is in Vaikuntha. And even in Vrindavan, I am thinking, oh, how my wife is there. Oh, why my, oh, where my beloved is there. Why my children is here. I cannot live by, without my darling daughter, darling son. Then he is there. He is not in Vrindavan, not anywhere. He is in his family. So don't lie. Anyone here in this place? Say, Berkeley. And he is thinking of Vrindavan and hearing all these pastimes of Krishna. And a person there and thinking of his daughters and sons and beloved wife and husband, then the devotee in Berkeley, so superior than that. And if anyone being in the Vrindavan in Radha Kunda and thinking of Radha Krishna, all jugal milan, yeah. So, if being like this, anyone here, then all this Sattva Gyan will come automatically, nothing to do with Brahma Gyan. And Gyan mane opulence, that Krishna is Supreme Person. Then he can conquer Krishna even he is not conquered by anyone. He is not conquered by Satyabhama Rukmini. He is not controlled. Sometimes he may control, but not fully. By their associates like Sridham, Subal, Madhumanda. He is also sometimes controlled by his mother, Yashoda and Nanda Baba, but not fully. To whom he is fully controlled? Only to Gopi, Gopina, and most from Srimati Radhika. So, he can be controlled. But how he will be controlled? Then he is telling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yes, yes, something. I want to hear something more. Then he is telling. Nano pachar kitna pujanam artha bandho premnaiva bhakta sahidam hridayam sukhabit dutam syat javat khudant jathare jartha apipasa javat sukhay bhavato nanu bhaktate. You should read the meaning of jnane prayasa of Swamiji. And if there is purpose, you can also read.
Ramananda Rai continues, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the absolute truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized souls about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service, remaining free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, mind, and words, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable. Then, then Lord Caitanya replied, this is all right, but still you can speak more. So Ramananda Rai replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Lord is the essence of all perfection. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Amrita Pravaha Bhakya, says that after hearing Ramananda Rai, Lord Caitanya said, Eho haya age kaha ara. This means that the process accepted in devotional service. This means that this is the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more. Therefore, he requested him to explain what is beyond. Specifically, executing duties of all vana anashramas is not as good as offering the results of activities to the Lord. Then he says that devotional activity sometimes appears to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage they are completely pure from material activity. So Ramananda replied that after hearing the last statement of Mahaprabhu, he said, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sajisara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted this verse as the basic principle of perfection. One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service. The first stage is called sadhana, and the result of sadhana must be ecstatic love, attachment to the Lord, and that is called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. One is thus free from all unwanted things. Then one becomes fixed in devotional service and increases his desire to act in devotional service. One thus becomes attached to the Lord and his service.
Here, Jiva Sami, and especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, Jnane Prayasam Adu Udapasya. Common general meaning is that we should not try to take Gyan. What is that Gyan? Here it has been not settled for impersonal Gyan. What Gyan? That Krishna is himself God and he has so much opulence, then no real frame will come. So he has warned that even you should not try to gain the knowledge that Krishna has so many opulence and he is God of God. Then he is telling that how Krishna will be controlled. In last sloka he has told that Krishna is conquered. How is he conquered? We are hearing, but he will be not conquered. because we have no mood. If I have no mood, no affection, then if you will, nano pacharaka sapujanam asabandho. Krishna is asabandho. Asabandho means dinabandho. Then bandho, you know, we are seeing and he is
friend of a fallen soul.
But when we think that we are so rich, we are so much learned, false ego, worldly ego, we are so strong, we can control the whole world, then he is not seen. But actually he is seen, but he is thinking that I am not seen. I can control Krishna, even I control him. If he is forward, then Krishna will, because I am Guru. Really, they are not. Friends never can never be achieved by this. All ego will have to give up all this. We should also give up kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, master, you know, perhaps six. Also, six kinds of veg, manveg, krodh veg, jiva veg, udar veg. Satya, prayas, satya, prajalpam,
nimagra,
janasanga, laula, everything. Don't do any offense to the Krishna. Those who are sitting. Even they are Kanishka. Even they are doing something. Nonsense. But they are chanting. And think that Krishna is fine. Maybe so, like officers, Duracha, like the Mangalini. But we should not criticize anyone. Even in a third class, Kanishka Vaishnava, Patrutal of Madhyamadhikari and Uttamadhikari. Sometimes we forget because we become so rich.